I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We don't have a country that can compromise. Again, Democrats shouldn't get their way. Republicans shouldn't get their way. The whole goal of politics is to create frustration for 100%. Nobody should be getting their way. And when one party or one individual gets their way, you don't only lose compromise, you lose the capacity for creativity. And that creativity ends up becoming then this loss of the ability to indeed solve problems that are complex. So I think we're going to find, we already find it, we're going to see it even worse, a more divided world with more, shall we say, contempt for those who are not like you, and then a world that actually loses more and more capacity to resolve problems that are actually complex but growingly simple because we don't have the ability to create together.
You talk about the brokenhearted man, not in terms of sad or grief-filled, but man with a fragmented heart. Talk about how we're maybe predisposed to compartmentalizing and the damage that can do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what contempt does is rigidify. In some ways, the more contempt you have in your life, the more structure you need for sort of black and white thinking. This group is bad, this group is good. And so you do have that bifurcated, more divided sense of the world outside, but it comes from that failure of seeing how broken we are inside and that fragmentation that always comes from shame. I mean, if we can just say, if you have known shame in this world, then there is something broken within you that needs healing. It needs restoration. And that's what the gospel is obviously about, not just, in one sense, forgiveness of sins that give you heaven. Indeed, that's what forgiveness brings you. But it brings you something even today, and that is the beginning process of creating restoration in your own heart. So you see in Isaiah 61, what Jesus uses to announce his ministry to the world, that he's talking about the binding up, the healing of the brokenhearted. And that word broken, as you put so well, it isn't just sad. It isn't just even repentant. It's a kind of description of a divided self. So the more divided we are internally, the more division we're going to create externally.
Is there maybe a word of challenge for us that we want to live a life of purity?
Oh, first and foremost, tell the truth about your own struggles, because he can bear it. He can bear it. And not only bear it, but he delights in you, especially for your willingness to not live in that haze or fog of your own self-denial.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.